The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Overhead Door Company of Houston, the original authentic Overhead Door Company of Houston.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvements.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome back to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 33 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
I said 281-496-5711. I was at a store the other day, and a lady said, "It's a code 9, and nobody came. I said, "Young lady," she laughed, by the way, I wasn't being mean. "You have to say it is a code 9, and you have to say it like you're in the army." She goes, "Oh, my, you know, my parents always tell me I don't talk loud enough." Jeez, okay. And then we have a, you know, a sheet across our face. So, you have to enunciate and get it out. I'm telling you. It's just something about that. And people talk to me. Are you talking to me? Or did you say something? Or I love this on a telephone. How about on a telephone? "Hi, Tom. This is Bill. You know, I'm from the blah, blah, you know, company, and we're doing this and this and this. Can you please call me back? My phone number is..." Really? That's the most important part, is the phone number. And they just spit it out like... All right. Nobody cares. Let's talk to Leon. Leon might care. Leon, you're on Home Show Radio.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Yeah, look here. I got a problem. I don't know what it is. My air conditioning unit is freezing up. What could you tell me what the problem could be?
Yeah, it's usually you're low on Freon. You have a leak.
Low on Freon?
Yeah, that's when the unit will freeze because there's not enough Freon in there. So it'll freeze up, and that means you have a leak somewhere.
Oh, okay. Let me get my air conditioner, man. I know about comfort air.
Yeah, no, they're gonna let it thaw out, and then they're gonna, you know, put their gauges on there, and then they're gonna have to chase down that leak somewhere and fix it, and then, you know, recharge it with some Freon.
Oh, okay.
It's very common.
Okay, thank you.
And it's that time of year. It's 118 degrees. Well, maybe it's 122. 135. Maybe it's just 92 and feels that way, but it's hot out, so you got to keep your air conditioner running. I'm telling you, that's all you can do. How about New Year's? You thought about New Year's? Tom, it's only July. Why are we thinking about, you know, man, old anxiety? I had this talk with somebody about Jimmy Stewart's movie, It's a Wonderful Life. It was not a Christmas movie. It was not even close, supposed to be one. It was a movie about, they didn't know. He just came back. He was a B-29 pilot. Wow. I find that fascinating. And they didn't even know how to end it. But you say, "Well, Tom, why are you talking about this?" Because New Year's. You bring in a new year. And I want to tell you that I think, personally, now we can discuss this on the show if you like. 2020 sucks. Okay, it's just a sucky year. And you get a sucky year once in a while. I'm 62 years old. I've had a few sucky years, all right? This is a really bad sucky year. New Year's, you can have a whole new remodeled home. People have looked at their homes for the last 4 months or 5 months, and maybe they're going to have to look at them again for another 6 months. We'll see what happens. And do you want an office? Do you want a gym? Do you want just the whole house remodeled because your business has decided everybody has to work from home? Or you just want to remodel, you know, your kitchens, your bathrooms. How many of you go in your bathroom and go, wow, this is fantastic. Oh, yeah, I like this. Oh, man, I'll stay in here about an hour and a half. I don't care what you're doing. It's not my business. Anyway, you'll have a beautiful bathroom. But it starts with a call to Trifection. Let them start now. Now, if you call them on December 7th, That's a weird time. December 7th, they can't get it done by January 1st. No. But if you call them now, they can get your house remodeled, done. You're through the holidays, including Christmas, and you have a brand new remodeled home for 2021, which I hope is a whole much better, and I think it will be. 2021 Trifection, just think about it. Now, if you want to remodel something right now, you certainly can. And if it's a smaller job, they'll get it done as fast as they can. But they are the remodelers of choice. Remodelers of choice. That's 281 Kitchen. 281 Kitchen. And we continue on with Home Show Radio. 281-496-5711. It's a number. It's like a newer number because we're actually still live. Most shows aren't live on the weekend anymore. Excuse me. You know I'm live because I'm, you know, hacking stuff out of my throat because the allergies are getting me down here. And I can feel the humidity. We are going to get a storm. Anyway, 281-496-5711. You know what's nice about a storm? A nap. Just kind of sleep through it. Okay, but not yet. I have to wait till noon because I'll be with you until noon today. All right, but once that happens, I think I'm going to do the nap thing. Yeah. I was going to go grocery shopping, but you know what? I still have one more can of beans left. I think I'll just take a nap. Anyway, 281-496-5711. Have you ever had two houses and you're always going back and forth and you know you work all over the place? I love my work. By the way, I had this discussion with my boss yesterday. He said, Tom, I've been waiting for you to get back because I've been gone a while because of my father passing away. And I said, why? I mean, you know, what's the deal? And Dr. Fleischman, everybody in a college is a doctor. They can't start your heart, by the way, but they're still doctors. And he said, well, I'm going on vacation. No, well, that's cool. Okay. Yeah, go on vacation. He goes, but I needed you here. I said, why do you need me here? What the heck am I going to do? No, you're in charge now. I said, okay, well, I think I'll just go ahead and stay home. I don't really, if I'm in charge and then I'm home, they're going to have to come call me. But what the funny thing is in Brownsville, I got a call yesterday that, can you meet me here at the campus? I'm on my way. I said, really? How far away are you? 4 minutes. I said, actually, I can. In Brownsville, it's everything is 6 minutes away. My wife the other day said, I'll just GPS it. In Brownsville? Are you kidding me? Everything is 8.5 minutes or less away. I actually like that. It's relaxing. Now, sometimes you have to sit at a traffic light for, four times around because people really don't care. They're having barbecues. They're doing stuff. And it's like, okay, no bueno. Let's go. I don't honk my horn anymore. So it's pretty cool. I know a lot of you think, what are you doing in Brownsville? Well, I am just finishing. In fact, we have probably till Wednesday of next week, Thursday, a $3 million build out of the finest welding shop, the finest plumbing, pipe fitting. I mean, there's still work to do, but training facility in the country. Yesterday, I had been away a while, and I got to walk around, especially looking after the welding shop, because I finally got to design the one I want with hoods and all these other things, LED lights in the booths and stuff like that. And I cried. I had a mask on, and I walked down the campus pretty much by myself because everybody's working at home. I cried. I can't wait to show you all. I don't know how I'm going to show you yet. I did get a call from a writer who's going to do a story, I hope, about it at the Houston Chronicle last couple days. But it was just absolutely amazing to me. I cried. And I finally got we got it right. I didn't have to deal with personalities that wouldn't listen to the end user. And as an architect, you always know the end user is the most important person. When I used to build these beautiful homes, some of them were kind of ugly, actually, for people, and they would say, well, don't you just love it? I said, well, do you? Oh, yes, I love it. That's all I cared about because they're the end user. If you ever are in the construction business and you do something for somebody, it's not yours. I mean, you might own it because you have to maintain, you know, you have to do a little warranty on it and this and that, but it doesn't matter what you think about the beauty of it as long as it's built well. It is the end user is the most important person in an entire project. And that would be the person that you're building it for. And so it was a beautiful day yesterday until I got a call. And Tom Lemon, who is with Family Landscapes, passed away with a heart attack yesterday. Yesterday was also a day that my mother and my sister both died on the same day, on the same hour, at the same exact time. One was 8 years ago, the other was 2 years ago. And then, of course, yesterday I cremated my father. So I was like, oh, geez, what's going on? And it's just life. I'm not complaining, and I don't want condolences. It's just what life is about. It's, you know, happy moment and sad moment. It's just the way it is. All right, call me. Let's talk about your home, please. All right. I can see people going, okay, Tom's going down a dark road. We don't want to do. No, I'm not. I am not. I am blessed to be able to talk to the people of Houston and the people around Houston on Sports Radio 610. I couldn't be more happy about being here right now at this very moment. 281-496-5711. You have to look at life. And my father taught me this. Just look at him in the face. Never, ever take your eyes off their eyes and say, yeah, it's done. All right. Let's talk about gutters for a minute. Why? Oh, we don't need to talk about gutters. We only have a hurricane coming. It's a Cat 1. It's not a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal, but everybody will survive. We'll be fine. I'm not trying to worry you. You don't need to tape up your, don't put tape on your glass, on your windows, please. You don't need to board up your windows. You don't need to do any of that. I don't think so. I haven't watched the news in an hour and a half, but you need to be aware of what's going on. I know down here in Brownsville, it moved a little bit south, so we're going to get a lot of rain, and I didn't realize flooding was such an issue down here. People have sandbags. My the person I'm renting the house from says, the sandbags are in the back. Really? Okay, fine. Why not? I'll throw a few sandbags around. I don't care. I even opened the door up in my garage so the kitties can come in. There's some feral cats, and the ducks are welcome too, but I think the cats might eat the ducks. But I'm next to a, I don't know if you call it a river or what. But you have things happen, and Custom Gutters is a company you call if and when and after this comes through, you decide, you know what? I really didn't think about this, but we really need some gutters. Now, Jimmy, who owns and runs Custom Gutters, good guy. We interviewed him Thursday. excuse me. He said, Tom, you keep telling people I have a 43 years experience. I said, yeah, I thought that's what you told me at the last home show. No, 47. I said, oh, man, I can't get anything right lately. So Custom Gutters with a K. When you say with a K, well, custom is with a K. It's K-U-S, T-O-M. I didn't spell it. They did. Anyway, he doesn't do 4-inch gutters. He, you know, he'll do some 5-inch gutters. But he really does promote the 6 and 7-inch system. And those are gutters. And if you have no idea the different volume a 7-inch gutter will handle over a 5-inch, even though it's just a little bit bigger. That's what they do at Custom Gutters with a K. How do you know about it? Well, you go to homeshowradio.com, homeshowradio.com, and find out more about, and you'll see it on the video is what I want you to do. Find out more about it.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
-216-5711 is the number. Call me and we will talk. Let's talk to John. John, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hello. Listen, Tom, I've got a problem with the shower door. It's got two pivots. It's a 20-year-old shower door. It's got two pivots at the top and the bottom. The top pivot doesn't hold anymore, so to be real careful opening and closing the door. Any suggestions? I can't find that piece anywhere.
No, the only suggestion I have is people that take care of shower doors are glass companies. Call a glass company, have them come out and see if they can have the parts and pieces to fix it, or rehang a new door, or whatever they have to do. But those are the people that take care of those things.
Okay, yeah, I try that route too, and pretty much they're looking at putting a new whole shower thing in, and that may be the route I go.
Yeah, I don't know what you have, but sometimes if you can't get the parts, you can't get it fixed. They wear out after a while. I'm sure it's pretty old, isn't it?
Yes, it's 22 years old, so and it was the slap-in kind that they had. I think I want to go the tile route, but as everybody else, I don't want to spend the money right now, but that's what I may need to do.
Either that or just take it down and put a shower curtain up. I don't know if you don't want to spend the money.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about doing that and put some beads on the front door, maybe go that route.
There you go. That's fine.
Thank you very much for your time.
I don't know. Excuse me. The beads. My mother used to put beads on all the doorways. It freaked me out. They'd wrap around your neck when you went there. Okay, let's talk to Howard. Howard, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Mr. Potter. This is Howard. Can I say, sorry to hear about your dad, man.
Thank you.
I lost it. Hey, I was going to ask you seem like you're pretty sharp on AC. What is the deal with R22? Can it be replaced, or can they still use it? R22
is fine. I just put a new R22 system in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I think it actually is, engineering-wise, it's a better refrigerant. The R410A that everybody pushes, it's going to be phased out now because they found out between the two of them, R410A contributes big time to global warming.
Okay.
R22 does not, but it was messing up the ozone with all the other spray cans and everything. Now the ozone has been healed, and which is nice. NASA has pictures now that the whole hole has been healed up over the South Pole, but it's a better refrigerant and more efficient. And as far as the cost goes, there's tons of it out there, and it's really cheap right now.
But see why I'm calling. I got some family living up in Alexandria, Virginia, and
yes,
they're going to have their needs to be replaced, their AC unit. And it's 20 years old, got the R22, and it was just astronomical how much they wanted just to put R20. I mean, we're talking in over $1,000.
For R22?
Yes, sir. Of a patch, just a patch, but they're going to wind up replacing the system is what they're going to do.
They're just doing that as a sale. You just need to find somebody else that's a little more honest.
Okay.
Because R22 right now, I haven't bought any in a while. You buy it in 30-pound, bottles. And it's probably about $12 to $20 a pound. A system takes about 6 pounds, maybe eight tops. If there's more than eight, there's something wrong.
Yes.
And so you're looking at a couple hundred dollars. But if somebody's going to charge you $2,200 for R22 refrigerant, yep, in a residential system, yes, in a home, that's, you're just dealing with the wrong people.
Okay, like I said, because that's what I thought. I just, man, they're getting ripped off. I couldn't believe it, when they...
And, there's an R22 replacement now. I want to say it's R35A, but I could be wrong. That stuff was as low as $4 a pound at one time. It works fine.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what's going on in Virginia or anywhere else, but it'll happen here in Houston too, and Brownsville, where I'm sitting right now. It's, people are going to want to sell you new equipment. That's what they do.
Yes. Well, what would you recommend on the Freon on the new? I mean, what is the going thing now?
Me, I can tell you what I did, and then we can discuss a little bit. But my condensing unit outside, I had R22 units, and I still do, and they were just installed by one of the best people in the country, who is now no longer with us. But he did such a good job. Even my AC contractor say, Tom, we don't want to mess with this. And there's still an R22 system out there. You can't buy it charged. You have to buy it what we call dry, okay, which means it needs an extra couple pounds to get it up. It's called Guardian. And so I put the Guardian condenser unit out there. It works fantastic. It cost me, it was about $3,800 to $4,000. But it needed it, and I understood it's 22 years old. But that's what I did. Now, if, is this your parents or your grandparents? What are we dealing with here?
Daughter, son-in-law, and grandkids.
Okay, if they really rely on it and they want to buy a new unit, that means they'll have to buy an outside unit and an inside evaporator coil, which the evaporator coil is like $900. It's not a big deal. They can put in a whole new unit if they want to, if they're going to live there for the next 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not against putting in a new unit. I just think whatever information that they were given about the R22 is wrong.
That's what I listen to you quite a bit.
Well, I appreciate that because that keeps me on the air and I get to pay my mortgage. Thank you.
And you're a great show. You've been a big help today too. Been a big help.
All right, brother.
And my prayers are with you.
Oh, yeah. Dad. Thank you very much. Yes. Yeah, my dad. Just to give you a little background on my dad, and I can't do his burial right at the national cemeteries. I won't take him right now. But 2-year Marine, 37 years in the United States Air Force. He was just a soldier. And he always told me, just give them my body and they'll take care of it. Well, it doesn't quite work that way. By the way, it doesn't quite work that way. All right, that's fine. But I'm taking care of it. I have to hold his ashes for a while, but he will get his 21-gun salute. It might be 4 years from now after COVID goes away. Apparently, COVID has just made a mess out of everything. All right, Mueller Steel Buildings is the place you call when... Let's talk about my dad for a minute. I'll do that in a good way. He always said to me, Tom, he was 92 years old when he passed. He went to work every day. In fact, he was at work when they dragged him to the hospital. And he worked on Model A Fords. He said, I just want a place where I can have all my stuff, which... His stuff meant car parts, and you have no idea what I'm cleaning up, and tools and stuff like this, which is fine. I kind of relate to it. And a hot plate and a cot. Of course, he wanted a bathroom, too. He didn't throw that in, but you really got to have a bathroom. But that's all he wanted. And he wanted it next to a lake. He never got it. But Mueller Steel Buildings can make that happen for you. If you have some kind of strange want like that, you can get it. Now, if you want a barn dominium or you want a greenhouse or you want a storage shed, That's easy. They can do that for you. No problem at all. Mueller Steel Buildings, they have 33 sales and service locations all over the state of Texas and in Louisiana and Oklahoma. And they've been around. By the way, everything's made in America, which I like. They've been around almost, not quite, 100 years. I got to keep up with these numbers because every year I get a little older. And I got to remember who's who and what's what. But they're just such a mainstay as far as metal buildings. Now, for the Houston area, they have a location in Conroe, Rosenberg, Orange, and College Station. And they also have locations, I can tell you this, in Brownsville, if you're down here, but you're not, and Corpus and other places too, because I see them everywhere as I drive all over the state of Texas. I do travel a lot just within our Texas border, but I travel all the time because of my work. I love my work, and as my father did. So not my work, he loved his work, but they're there for you. So if you want to find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings, oh, it's easy. See, that's the beauty of Charlie Mosier and Mosier Media. They make it easy. Just go to homeshowradio.com. That's homeshowradio.com.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
One of the things that's cool about, you know, well, I don't know about cool, but it's kind of fun during this COVID thing, which is no fun at all, by the way, is we don't have a lot of spots from the radio station, so I get to go right back on and talk to Georgia. Georgia, wait a minute, who's spelling this stuff? Is it Georgia or Georgiana? It is Georgia. Georgia, you are on Home Show Radio.
Good morning. I have a question about plumbing.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a leak in my shower. So I called out the Lindsay Plumbing, and they came and they opened it up, the drain where you cut the hot water and cold water on, the valve.
Okay.
And he opened it up and said it looked like somebody tightened it too tight. I've been in my house 30 years. That's the original. Nobody ever has been out there. So what that have to do with anything? That's what I need to know.
Well, why first off, it doesn't matter if somebody tightened it too tight, if somebody tightened it too loose, if that's even a term. What matters is you get it fixed. Is it fixed?
No, he wouldn't fix it. He said because somebody else had tightened it. But I told him, I said, I've been in this house 30 years. I'm the original owner. And it's just not starting to leak. That's why I called you. He said, oh, I can't fix that because it looked like somebody tightened it too tight. I said, that's a crummy answer. So I don't know, how can I get in touch with his supervisor? Can the supervisor come out and fix it? I don't know what to do. He wouldn't fix it. Hello?
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's talk to Leslie. Leslie, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am fine.
I got a question about birds. We have a deck, and, you know, we have a dog, and we put his food out there and his water for when we're gone during the day. Well, the birds just have a bath in his water, and we bought one of those ultrasonic thingies, and that doesn't seem to be working. And
no, they don't work.
It's to do that, yeah, it's to do that before it's a habit. Well, you know, we didn't realize it was going to be a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Never had it before, but now I was just wondering if you had any ideas on how to get rid of them.
The birds?
Yeah, how to keep them from coming around, other than pulling the food in and the water in, because, you know, it's going to get hot, and he needs to have the food or the water at least out there.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't leave food out. That's going to attract rodents. You feed your dog a couple times a day, don't you? You don't just feed them 24 hours.
Well, he gets but, he gets quite a bit, and I mean he gets a bone or a snack, a milk bone.
Yeah.
When we get home. No, well, trust me, he's not starving.
Well, that's what I mean. Usually with a dog, people make the mistake of overfeeding dogs, but I'm not going to tell you how to take care of your dog. As far as the water goes and getting rid of birds, the best thing you can do with birds is put flags up, anything that waves in the wind. If you want to hang some American flags, some 4th of July flags, I don't care. Lots of waving, lots of wind, and the birds hate that.
Okay. All right, we'll give that a shot then.
Yeah, try it and see if it works. Just put some flags up. The owls don't work, you know, those plastic owls and stuff. They'll just sit on that owl's head and poop.
We got one of those, too.
Yeah. The only way you get rid of birds with that is to throw it at them. The only thing I found, and I found this at Galveston, where all the pigeons and seagulls and stuff would sit on my deck and make a mess. I put an American and a Texan flag on each corner. That stuff waved in the wind so much, I never saw a bird again.
Oh, okay. We'll give it a shot then. Thank you.
You're welcome. Birds hate anything that's moving. Just move. That bird will fly away. They see a car coming. Boom, they're gone. Anything that's moving. The owls, waste of time. Oh, my goodness. And I don't know if I'd leave food out because you end up with possums and everything else running around out there. So you got to be careful, but... anyway, that's up to her. All right, your water is important. It's important to me. It's important to your family. It's important to your kitties. I like kitties. For that matter, I like doggies too. If you don't know me, it's like anything living. I was going to say something, I won't say it. Anyway, Aquatex. They can make sure your water is soft. Soft. Think about soft water. You can do fun things in soft water. And you can make your hair pretty. I can't relate to that part. How about, filtered. Yeah. I'm going to have some right now. Filtered water. Delicious. That's what Aquatex is all about. So when it comes to you taking care of your water quality, you make sure that Aquatex is the company you call. 281-331-7777. All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Georgia again. Georgia, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, I got disconnected, but I just want to know, does it have anything to do with the tightening of the valve? Because, like I said, I've been in this house for 30 years. It's just not starting to leak, but he wouldn't fix it.
I don't know why he wouldn't fix it. Any plumber should have fixed whatever problem you have. But as far as do materials get tightened too tight and not tight enough, and does the original plumber know if he's doing it too tight or not? I don't know, but as far as that goes, it can fail. I think it's more just age.
Yeah, because it's 30 years. But yeah. He said somebody tightened it too tight and he can't fix it. It was the Lindsay Plumbing Company, and I didn't understand that. So I just have to get back in touch with them, I guess.
Well, no, I'd call a different plumbing company. I'd call Abacus Plumbing, 713 Plumbing, and get somebody out. But the bottom line is this, Georgia, it's been 30 years. You had good results with it for 30 years. You know, your life has been good.
Yeah.
I'm sure, I hope, for goodness sake. And we need to get this fixed.
Because it's dripping, just drip, drip, drip.
I understand. We need it. We just need to get it fixed. And if it was my pipe, I need to get it fixed. It's 30 years, and I'd call a plumber that will fix it. If they don't want to fix it, don't give them any money and don't have them come back out to your house.
Okay, that'll work. But Abacus, you say Abacus Plumbing?
Abacus Plumbing, 713 Plumbing.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, a fix is fixed. Broken is broken. You know what you need fixed right now? Look at the Gulf of Mexico. No, don't hit a button All these guys, it's, if I do any kind of thoughtful pause, they hit a button. Don't hit a button. Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, look what's going on out there. I know. You're on the dirty side. I'm on the clean side. Does anybody know what that means? You ever been on the dirty side, not the clean side? Well, Houston is on the dirty side, is what we call it. And I've warned my family members to take heed of that. As many of you know, I work in Brownsville. I don't want to keep harping on it, but I'm on the clean side. I got a text today from my architect friends, because what happens in the news is they just show you the storm. They don't tell you what side you're on, what the wind patterns are. I mean, they try to, but they can only do so much. They got 8 minutes, and then, you know, then they got to do an Abacus plumbing ad, which is fine with me in Houston. But the fact of the matter is you got to be really cognizant of what's going on. Now, you want to ride this one through? You can. This is not going to be that big a deal. I think we might have some air. Probably street flooding is what's going to happen. But a generator. Have you thought about putting in a generator? We have other storms in the Gulf. I don't know if they're going to come here. I have no idea. But have you ever been without power for a week? I mean that. I was with Hurricane Ike. Have you been without power for a week? Don't go through that again. Don't put your family through it. Call KISS Generators. Let them take care of making sure you have power all the time. Now, you can have a generator. Oh, I got a generator, Tom. Really? When's the last time you had the oil changed? What? When's the last time you had the air filter changed? Huh? When's the last time you actually checked it to see if it's working? Well, it's a generator. It's sitting out in the backyard. Yeah, well, they won't when you need them, unless you take care of them. They're no different than a motorcycle, a lawnmower, and a car. They are a two, usually, most of them, in most people's homes, are nothing but a two-cylinder air-cooled engine. And you need to make sure that thing is going to crank up and go. Now, some of you have bigger ones and, you know, that kind of thing, but it's pretty important you keep yours running, and you can look in the Gulf and find out why. Gulf of Mexico. So, KISS Generators. Find out more about it. Go to homeshowradio.com.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's leading independent, locally owned nurseries come together with Danny Milligan. Saturday, 7 till 9.
How much water should I give the grass?
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.